reminds me a little bit of back in the early 90s when we were going through this buyout, early out, you know, at that time as well. We're in a little different world today with the economy and also with FERS employees who have been on the payroll a lot longer. So I think we're going to have a lot more employees really giving this consideration, but also maybe not the same job opportunities for someone who's looking to start a second career.
That seems to be the biggest thing. Mike Causey told me on the show yesterday that an advisor that he trusts said that you, when you're thinking about making a move like this, you should be thinking about what you're going to and not what you're coming from.
Exactly.
Does that make sense to you?
It makes perfect sense because, you know, as much as, you know, it's kind of nice to know you're not getting a pink slip, you actually can volunteer to be bought out to lose your job from the government. So this is kind of a very painless way to leave federal service. And for some people, it is an opportunity to start something new if there's something new to start. But don't jump the gun too fast because your retirement after maybe only 25 or 20 years of service might not be enough to retire comfortably. So it might require that you do something following that retirement as a second career.
Well, I think that might be the misunderstanding that, or the misperception at least, that some people have about taking a buyout. Talk about what exactly happens and what you exactly will get both at the time of the buyout and subsequently.
Right. Yeah, we throw around two acronyms. One is VERA, that stands for Voluntary Early Retirement Authority, and that would be the equivalent of what we sometimes refer to as early out. So agencies that are offering a buyout will generally combine that with early retirement. So an employee who takes an early retirement must be at least 50 years old with 20 years of service or any age with 25 years, and that's true whether you're CSRS or FERS. Now, the buyout, sometimes called VSIP, or Voluntary Separation Incentive Payment, is just an agency's way of giving a further incentive to get employees to consider leaving under early retirement provisions, and that's a payment of as much as most employees would qualify for the $25,000, depending on their service and their age. But someone who would be retirement eligible would get the $25,000 payment, but that would be subject to taxes. So after tax withholding, you might end up with $16,000-$17,000.
Now, I did some math and some figuring, and it's real basic stuff. It doesn't compare to anything, the kinds of things that you do for your seminars or for the four-year benefit show, which is Mondays at 10 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. But it seems to me that depending where you are at any particular time in your life financially could make all the difference in the world as to whether you should take a buyout. And it seems to me that there are probably a whole lot of folks that shouldn't do it, even if they have the opportunity to do it.
That's true. Yeah, there's employees who really, you know, don't have something to retire to as far as a second career, and they're not ready financially to retire from federal service, which is still a relatively secure place to work. So I wouldn't jump the gun if I wasn't ready. But there's a lot of employees who are really planning to retire in 2012, maybe 2013, who this extra little incentive might just push their date up a little bit sooner. And that wouldn't be a disaster for them, you know, losing a few dollars out of their retirement check, but picking up a cash payment of, you know, after tax, $16,000, $17,000 might be a nice bonus.
And then that's kind of where I was going to go next is $16,000, $17,000 is a nice amount of money, but it's not really going to change most people's lives. If you've been in the federal government and you've had that earning potential for 20 to 25 years, then 16 or 17 grand at one shot's nice. I certainly wouldn't turn it down, but it's not going to change your life a whole lot, is it?
No, it might just push you into the next tax bracket.
Yeah, that's true. So if I'm going to sit down and make this decision the way that folks make a lot of decisions, which is you just draw a line down the center of a piece of paper and you do the pros and cons, what does that look like for most people, do you think?
As far as what goes on the pros
side,
what goes on the con side.
Yeah.
Well, the pro side is the fact that you have an opportunity to leave the government possibly as much as 5 to 10 years earlier than you had planned, which is a good, you know, a much younger age to start a second career if that's what you wanted to do. And you're going to move into that career with probably lifetime health insurance, lifetime life insurance coverage, and a basic annuity benefit. You've got your TSP account that travels with you and your Social Security coverage. So, like I said, for some it's a great opportunity to start something new. But on the con side, you know, someone who does only have 20 to 25 years of service, that annuity, especially under FERS, is only going to replace 20 to 25% of your salary. That's not nearly enough to plan to retire, and usually after 20 or 25 years, your TSP account is not at the level where it can really provide a substantial support, and you're way too young for Social Security. So make sure you do have something adequate to go to.
But it's really hard to noodle through a lot of this stuff, Tammy, until you come on and explain it all, and then it's really easy to understand. That's why I love having you on the show. You mentioned before we went on the air that you're going to focus on this buyout stuff on For Your Benefit on Monday, right?
We are, yeah. Bob Lyons and I are going to be talking about a lot of these buyout issues that we just kind of overviewed today, and we'll get into some of the details on the calculations and some other tax considerations to think about.